Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on OklahomaFarmReport.com. Time to take a look at all of our agricultural markets here today. Well, we're going to have a complete rundown from Justin Lewis when we come back right after this.
From humble beginnings more than 85 years ago, Mueller Incorporated has grown to become the leading manufacturer of steel buildings and residential metal roofing in the Southwest. Our company is still headquartered in Ballinger, the small West Texas town where it was founded, but we've grown to more than 30 locations. What has been the key factor in that growth? Innovation. At Mueller, innovation requires thinking outside the metal box. We always strive to be better than we were yesterday. By doing that, we've uncovered new technology and have discovered that strength doesn't come from what you can do, it comes from what you once thought was impossible. From simple barns to highly complex commercial projects, a Mueller structure is manufactured with longevity, durability, and customer satisfaction in mind. You can rest assured that your Mueller metal roof or steel building will withstand the test of time. Here at Mueller, we're making it better, we're making it stronger, and we're making it right here in America. Give us a call at 877-2-MUELLER to get started on your Mueller project today.
Livestock futures were higher across the board. We had live cattle anywhere from about $1.60 to $2.80 higher. Briefly touched limit up on the August. Live cattle at 106.15 is where they closed up $2.85. Feeder cattle, on the other hand, were $2 to $2.30 higher, and that was roughly $1.60 off of their highs. So they were over $3.50 higher at one point midday. And then the hogs reversed from Friday's limit down to close up $2.95 in the July at $86.30. August were up $2.35 at $84.97. So again, across the board, the markets rally kind of answering back to the Mexican U.S.-Mexican trade agreement that was supposedly going to help our beef sales and beef exports to Mexico. Boxed beef at midday was mixed here. We had choice actually lower on the day, down 70 at 221.61, while the select was up $1.55. Feeder cattle index is 132.26. That was up 42 cents. Still at a premium or a discount there to the August live cattle. Or feeder cattle futures, rather. Now, technically speaking, we've been rallying since the end of May. We're about $6 or $7 off the lows in the feeder cattle. Of course, still significantly off the 50% retracements and some other previous highs.
We'll have a check on all the grain news when we come back in just a moment.
Well, cattle producers, it's Superior Livestock Corn Belt Classic 21. It's coming up Wednesday, Thursday, June 12th and 13th, broadcast live on Dish Network Channel 997 and SuperiorClickToBid.com. 11,400 yearling steers, 5,800 yearling heifers, 8,700 weaned calves, and over 19,000 calves on cows. If you'd like to know the estimated time a lot will sell, visit the website SuperiorLivestock.com or call Superior at 800-422-2117.
Today's grain markets did struggle to come back to close positive on the day after being low for the most part all day. Corn finished a half to a penny higher. Soybeans were 3 to 4 higher. They were the strongest contract throughout the day. And then wheat was 2 to 4 higher with Kansas City July at 4 at 4.53. That was 14 cents off of the lows. And then Chicago wheat about the same off their lows, but up 2 to 2.5 cents. Tomorrow morning at 11 a.m., we've got the monthly USDA crop report, the supply and demand report, which will update all of those numbers here. There's a lot of information going to be on this report that's pretty important given the scale of the number of acres of corn that may or may not be planted. But the corn and bean predictions are corn production somewhere around 14.25 billion bushels, down from 15.03 last month. They're putting the yield at 172.4, down from 176 last year. A lot of people think that those numbers are even too high there. Bean production 4.123 last month, 4.15. The yield 49 bushels an acre, down from 49.5. Ending stocks also expected to come down slightly. Then this afternoon we got a crop progress and condition report. It's expected to show somewhere around 80% of the corn crop planted. Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether future trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.